702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, let's catch up with the rest of the planet. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. I mean, this is as hard-hitting as it gets, right? From the World Health Organization boss, warning of a moral catastrophe.
Yes, as Tedros Ghebreyesus put it, a catastrophic moral failure because of unequal COVID vaccine policies. He's touching on something that we kind of knew, didn't we? We knew it wouldn't be fair. We know the world is not a fair place always. Excuse me. It's all right. I don't believe it's COVID. I've had a negative test recently.
That's good to hear, Adam.
Dr. Tedros tells us that essentially there will be richer nations where younger, healthy people will get injections before older, vulnerable people in poorer nations. And he points already to the fact that 50 or so richer nations have given out between them 40 million vaccine doses, whereas at the other end of the scale, one nation on this earth has had precisely 25 doses of the vaccine so far. He's right, it's not a level playing field, it's not fair, even though most of the vaccine manufacturers are doing it for non-profit and absolutely trying to share the knowledge and share the manufacture and so forth. But he's tapping into something there that we knew was going to happen. And isn't that the worst thing, is that we knew it was inevitable that it would not be fair?
What global solidarity, right? That's the question it raises.
Yeah.
Because this really should have been done through some kind of centralized system through the World Health Organization. I mean, that's why it's there, for goodness sake. But as you point out, Adam, perhaps we knew it would go this way all along because that is the world we have designed. Talk to me about China's missing miners. There's some new hope as the search and rescue teams continue their work.
Yes, although, of course, inevitably getting to them. It's one of those things where people trapped underground, perhaps there's a hole, perhaps there's some air, but actually getting them out is another matter. So far, no escape. But nonetheless, 22 miners are stuck underground. It's thought that maybe 10 of them have been killed, but 12 certainly at least have survived in this gold mine in China. It's a remote part of China, I suppose mines tend to be. Yantai in Shandong province, there was an explosion. Would you believe the alarm wasn't raised for 24 hours?
Sure.
There's something wrong with the procedure there. In fact, two officials have already been sacked because China doesn't hang around with those things. But the 12 underground, now how's this? They've managed to get some medicine and some food and water to them, and the 12 underground have passed up a note. And how heartfelt is this? It says, "Please don't stop trying to reach us." Oh, boy, if you were in that rescue team, knowing the 12 were down there,
gosh,
how you get to them. It's, it's going to be a watch and wait for much of China on that, I'm afraid.
Let's hope that the end is a good one. Talk to me about the migrant crackdown. Some images coming out of Guatemala are disturbing, Adam.
Yeah, and indeed, a plea for help from Mexico at this stage. Excuse me.
It always happens at the worst of times. Now, I have full sympathy for you. I've been in this situation many a time.
We've cleared. I do apologize for terrible noises. Yeah, I hope you're not having breakfast. A group of Central American migrants, people have gathered in Guatemala. They're heading, they think, most people seem to think, towards the United States. And essentially, they've been intercepted on a road in Guatemala near the border with Honduras. The authorities in those two countries have not taken kindly to large groups of migrants passing through. In this case, we're talking maybe 7,000-8,000. And of course, that's a group that's building as people flee poverty, violence, in some cases also bad weather, floods, etc. They're hoping to travel to Mexico and then on to America. But of course, there's been this whole thing about the US-Mexico border. President-elect Joe Biden has vowed to end strict immigration policies. But from a distance, for people who are walking thousands of miles and for all those countries south of that border, I'm sure that can't come soon enough. At the same time, are Americans ready for an influx? Because, oh boy, there could be one.
Finally, Britain's daftest driver.
There are a few. We have a few nutters in our neck of the woods. I'm sure you do in yours.
No, never.
But I wonder if this guy might just beat a few. He's a student, unnamed as yet, although I suspect when he appears in court, we'll know his name. But anyway, a student from Preston who set out on a, quote, change of scenery drive, which, of course, strictly flouts the essential travel only rule in Britain. He went off from Preston to Liverpool, but via Sheffield to pick a friend up. So three pandemic lockdown rules broken straight away. He was driving on a motorway with only a provisional license, so he hadn't passed his test. So again, problems. He was driving without any insurance. Now, there's a big no-no. The car had two bald tyres, two big no-nos. He was speeding at 88 miles per hour, 141 kph.
No!
And when police flashed him to pull over, he didn't. And then eventually when he did, he stopped right in the middle of the motorway, in the middle lane. So they're going to throw the book at him, I guess. But I wonder if there was a cunning plan. You might have noticed that magic figure, 88 mph. That's the exact speed needed for Marty McFly to go back to the future. Maybe he had something up his sleeve.
I wonder if he was wearing his seatbelt. Adam Gilchrist, that's where we'll leave it for this morning's Worldview.